yesterday, the consumer rate, the inflation rate, what we call the greed index or the corporate greed rate.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
CGR came out and it was 3.5%, and what was expected was 3.4%. And folks, I want you all to listen to me well here. We're going to get to Neil right away, but I need you to listen to me here. This is evil. When I hear the way the 3.5% inflation rate is spoken about on every channel, whether liberals lean in, progressive lean in, right wing lean in, evil lean in, they all speak about this inflation rate as if it's some inherently magical thing that we don't have control over. I want to set the record straight with all of you, and I beg that you listen, and I beg that you then go do your own research, because you don't have to just listen to my voice. That all inflation is the people with pricing power, corporations, even you as a mom and pop shop, etc. When you raise a price of anything, that is called inflation. Remember that. That's all inflation is. You raise the price of something. Why would you raise the price of something? The average mom and pop business many times are forced to raise the price of something because their suppliers, their utilities, all those items go up in price. So mom and pop like you and me have very little what's known as pricing power. But you know who has pricing power? The different corporations that control things at their inception, at their beginning. And what are those things that are controlled at the beginning? Oil. We are an oil economy, even as we would like to change that. We are an oil economy. What that means is that barrel of oil that comes out of the ground, the people who have the power to price that. And by the way, taking oil out of the ground in the aggregate, when you add all the barrels of oil that we use in America and we figure out what the actual price is that corporations use to extract it out of the ground compared to the price it is sold for, it is huge, the difference. The profit is huge. I don't know. At one time, it was $2 and something cents to bring the average barrel of oil out of the ground. We pay $90 for it. So what does the price of oil do to the price of food? Because food is transported by trucks, when they raise their prices, your food go up, not because the farmers, our brothers and sisters farming the land, our friends are making more money, okay? They are not making more money. Their cost has increased as well because the tractors they use to feel in the fields, the fertilizers they use in the field are based on oil. So when you see people really hitting up oil companies for making things difficult, that is one of the reasons. When you're transporting the food, when you're transporting the equipment to the stores, all those prices go up. Other things that cause price increases, supply chain issues, but most of the supply chain issues that we have were not caused because of some natural issue. It was caused because of decisions that corporations made, going ahead and manufacturing in distant places that are not stable, where it costs.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Whenever there's a shock, it costs you and it creates false scarcities. So what do these guys do? Whenever the oil prices fall to a price where their profit margin isn't the same, they cut the supply of oil. Not something that's happening naturally. They decide to create scarcity so that supply and demand comes into play and raise your prices. So this is one aspect. Oil companies and those, and not only oil companies, but others that controls the beginning source of production, they raise prices. Mom and pop and stores and grocery stores and these other people then raise their prices by necessity. But there's another factor here. How do you solve this problem? Right now, if you watch ABC, CBS, MSNBC, CNBC, or whatever, they started to talk about, well, the feds are going to keep your interest rates high until inflation is wiped out or you get it down to 2%. That is the biggest, biggest assassination of your personal economy we can speak about. Because what they're saying is these guys that are profiting from inflation, remember what I said, inflation is a voluntary choice of making scarcity, of making things not available so that the price goes up. We have never had a scarcity of oil. Let me just let you guys know that straight up. You can look it up. We never had a scarcity of oil. Even during the pandemic, you could never go to a gas station and not find oil. In the 70s, when we had the oil shock, it was a voluntary choice of an embargo that created that oil shock. We've never had a shortage of oil. But again, the manipulation of these things that they like to call the free market is false. There ain't no free market. There was never a free market. Ask Professor and many others in this domain, Richard Wolff and others. Let's get a bit clearer now. So what the feds are asking us to do is we, the people of the United States, they're increasing our interest rates so that we cannot buy homes because it's too expensive, buy cars because it's too expensive, spend less money because our credit card rates are too high. So what the feds are asking us to do is we must give bankers more money because they generally charge higher interest than even the discount rate that the feds are charging. And they blame it, of course, on the feds. But the feds are asking us to slow the economy down instead of telling the corporations to stop raising prices. And that if they raise prices, we have a legal method to take it back, which is called we create excess profit taxes. And then when we collect those, we throw that right back into the treasury and give back to the people for the unduly use of our economic system by a few to rip us off. So the feds are asking us to not, they don't ask the corporations, please lower your prices. They're asking us to pay the bankers more so that we spend less in the economy. And when we spend less in the economies, then the corporations say, okay, we have maxed out how much we can get from the system and lower prices or keep prices steady. It's a scam. The economic system, as I've been explaining for decades, is a fraud for a few. And I don't take what I'm just saying at face value. Please, brothers and sisters, research how we have been taken year after year after year. Inflation that we're looking at is not your fault. It's not the fault of the mom and pop store that has to raise prices. It's at the genesis of where the economic system begins. And until we understand that and revolt against, and I'm talking about peacefully doing something to stop an economic system that's fraudulently just take as much as it can. When we threw a whole lot of money into the system during the pandemic, you know what that told the corporations? There's a lot of money that is in people's hands. and we can take it. And how do we take it? We raise the price of gasoline because they do have the money to pay a higher price. It wasn't about shortages. It wasn't about not having the supply. And you don't hear that on the news because this has been the economic system since our inception.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.